Well, welcome to another edition of Cranford Radio. My name is Bernie Wagenblast, and today I'm at Prevention Links in Roselle. And we're going to be talking with Pam Capasse, the CEO of Prevention Links, as well as Liz Constantino, who's involved with social media and development, and Kelly Ryan, the Director of Community Prevention. So why don't we start off, Pam, by talking a little bit about Prevention Links. For those who aren't familiar with it, tell me what Prevention Links is, if you would, please.
Prevention Links is a nonprofit organization. We provide a multifaceted set of services to the entire community of Union County. Basically, we segment our programs into three different divisions. One division is community prevention services, and Kelly is here to talk a little bit more about that. The other division is family strengthening and wellness. We have three family success centers in the county and two outside the county. And they're basically community gathering places where families can come to strengthen their work skills, do family management programs, youth activities, parent and child activities, all designed to help families strengthen their ability to succeed. And then the third division is recovery supports. And again, portion of our program that you'll hear about a little later has to do with the development of a recovery high school for young people who are coming out of treatment for alcohol and drug addiction and need to come back to their community but need a lot of support to maintain and develop the new skills that they were introduced to during their treatment.
Now, you have a special event that's going to be coming up in October at Nomahegan Park in Cranford. Kelly, why don't you tell me a little bit about what's going to be going on with that?
October 22nd at 9 a.m., we're having our 18th annual Red Ribbon Day, Family Fun Day, and also walk. The walk starts at 9 a.m., and the proceeds from the walk will benefit the Recovery High School, as Pam was just speaking about. At 10 o'clock kicks off our fun day, our family fun day, where we have free family activities, we have a health fair going on, we have petting zoos for the kids, we have pony rides, face painters, pumpkin painting, lots of fun games. The SWAT trucks will be there, so the kids can climb inside the bomb squad trucks and also the SWAT trucks, and just a lot of fun family activities all throughout the day.
Now, one of the things, Pam, you mentioned was the high school recovery program. Kelly, why don't you tell me a little bit about what's involved with that and exactly what that is?
Well, the high school recovery that Pam was speaking about is on the campus of Kane University, and it is for students who are coming out of recovery. They're going to a high school similar through the Union County VOTEC system. They are starting their regular high school day. They also have support all throughout the day. They have recovery mentors and coaches, and they have support throughout the day.
The school is actually entitled the Raymond J. Lesniak Experience Strength and Hope Recovery High School. It's the first one in New Jersey. It's a public school. So Prevention Links partnered with the Union County Vocational Technical School District. And we received a lot of support from Senator Lesniak just to bring the model to New Jersey. But basically, what Kelly said is correct. We're located on the campus of Kane University. We have a freestanding building. And really, the idea is to allow students to have an opportunity to experience a typical high school day, but within that day, we're there to provide supports and helping them develop their new skills and behaviors to maintain sobriety post-treatment.
Prevention Links itself has been around for quite some time. You've been involved with it for a number of years. What are some of the changes that you've seen over those years in terms of the people you serve and some of the issues that you're dealing with?
You know, it's a great question. When I started, and for the bulk of our history, we've been here now for a little over 40 years. The bulk of our history has to do with providing the community prevention services, helping spread the education material to schools and parents and awareness programs, and going actually into classrooms to do life skills development for students before any introduction of drug use. What we've seen is that, you know, unfortunately, drug abuse is so pervasive and it really doesn't discriminate. It affects every community in our state and nationally. We've expanded our programs to really help stay with families who may or may not have been impacted by drug abuse, to really help the whole family develop skills that can maintain their progress toward their goals in a successful way, develop coping mechanisms, all the things that we need to weather life storms. So that was the introduction to Family Success Centers, and we've really reached out to a whole new segment of the community through that. And then, unfortunately, you know, with the onset of the heroin epidemic and the devastating number of young people who are overdosing and dying from drug use, we really identified that our kids go back to their same people, places, and things when they come out of treatment. So bringing a high school to our community that allows our students to develop new peers, who are also trying to remain drug-free, has now really enhanced our relationship with the schools. So we can work with the schools on the front end and bring in prevention programs, but we also partner with them to help kids who are really trying to maintain a drug-free lifestyle. So I would say over the 10 years that I've been here, what we've done is increase the direct contact that we have with families and really taken our programming right into communities and partnered with the community members and the families to help them succeed.
Now, people who are listening to this are going to be parents, obviously, one of the audiences that are listening. Teachers are another audience that certainly has an interest in this. Are there certain things that they should be looking for to raise their awareness, because they may not necessarily be exposed to the programs that are in the school, but they certainly are dealing with some of the issues that you're talking about?
Well, one great thing is to come to the Red Ribbon Day. And that's not just a plug for the walk, but honestly, it's a gigantic health fair. Every service provider, every health educator that is involved with families in the community are there. They have exhibitors tables, and there's lots of handy tools for parents on how to really identify if their child is needs some help. But even more importantly, the best advice I can give a parent is to just be comfortable talking with your kids and talking with them a lot younger than you might imagine. And so those are the tools and the techniques that we'll have available throughout the entire day. This is a celebration. It's really a celebration for young families to come out with their children, and that's just another key preventative measure. Spend some quality fun time with your kids. That's what the day is about, and it's really to identify that none of us are immune. So we've really partnered up with the community of people who are successfully living drug-free lifestyles and celebrating their recovery. And they all need the same skills, actually. The ones that you need on the front end are the same skills that you need on the back end. That's the best answer I can give you, is to come out to the day, get comfortable, get a set of strategies on how to speak to your kids early and often, and all of that will be available to you on October 22nd.
This event on October 22nd obviously has several different facets. There's the participation of people who want to be there, who want to take part in the walk. But in preparation for that, Liz, you're involved with trying to get support from the business community as well. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing in terms of trying to reach out.
This year, we are wanting to become more active in the Cranford community. We are offering a discount to the Cranford businesses who are a part of the Chamber of Commerce. They will receive a discount on an exhibitor table. And if they would like to participate, they can reach me at Prevention Links at 732-381-4100.
And of course, we're going to have a link on this podcast to Prevention Links, so anyone that wants to find out more information will certainly be able to click on that. Not only is there the opportunity for people to support this from the business community, but for those who want to participate, they can sign up as well.
Yes, they can. We are still taking registrants for the walk if they would like to walk individually or with a team if they're friends and family. And we're very thankful for our sponsors that we have so far. We have Summit Oaks Hospital, Summit Behavioral Health, Retreat Treatment Centers, Trinitas Regional Medical Center, High Focus Centers, Daytop New Jersey, GenPsych, and the Chris Capola C-Dub Foundation. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor, you can visit the link that's on the podcast.
Well, thank you all very much. I've been talking with Pam Capasse, the CEO of Prevention Links, Liz Constantino, the Social Media and Development Coordinator, and Kelly Ryan, the Director of Community Prevention. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you all for participating today.
Thank you so much.